Lama Dumba Chumden De De Jin Chepa Da Chumba Yanda Bantove Panja Wa Shadya Du Shukadu Vada Shatwa Dhamba Devara Shepa Jiten Jemba Kibudu Kalo Jiva Lana Adamin Anje Dumba Sangye Chumden De Shadya Du Vala Chata Lo Chuta Chuta Lama Tumba Chumdende Tishin Shepa Chumba Yanda Bhajabe Sangye Bada Shatra Tempa Tewala Shepa Chikten Tempa Kivun Duye Karu Tumba Sangye Chumdende Bhajava Shakya Tuvala Chasala Chudu Gyavshu Chevo Lama Tumba Chumdende Tishin Shepa Chumba Yanda Nanye jiten dina chuche sun tese keba kyola chazaro Namda konga chudu dhuta Se gyato se gyelumbo da java jiten suna lame
Kongo shunye kyola
chazaro
Sido denba
jime tave jase do java kyola chazaro
Dunde kyora siva
sama jine me gyujin kyola chazaro
Bumbo tuje chidemba tamje kimbe tomba Sena yunde gyazo jitijin shiva
Dabe dhyan dhyava gyunke vengen son dhyo Chidu dhyan chogyo Sikyo chola chaza lo dhane dhyo
Lava thala rabdu nishin
Sengye dhamba yunden zengye dhyan laya chaza lo
Sangye chola chaza lo Jeva chola chaza lo Gendun chola chaza lo Sumla tadu gucha Chaze oba tamche la shindu kungye chani Rada baye nam gundu chodu tebe chaze
Do not commit any unwholesome action, engage in perfect wholesome action, and subdue one's mind. This is the teaching of the Buddha. So what I was saying is that whether I was doing meditation or lamrim or studying Dharma, doing recitation mantra, whatever one does, you see. So if it is even one studying extensive Buddha Dharma, the Buddhist philosophy, extensive teachings. So if that method is beneficial to one's mind during a retreat and so forth, if it is made beneficial to one's mind. Beneficial to the mind means to use doing that to subdue one's mind. So when you use that to subdue one's mind, then it becomes beneficial to one's mind. So that means when you use those to subdue, to benefit one's mind, which means subduing one's mind, that means all these things, studying extensive studying Buddhist philosophy, the extensive teachings, philosophical teachings, or doing retreat or recitation mantra or say, teaching Dharma or listening Dharma. So you make it beneficial to your mind. That means using that to subdue one's mind. And that means you are making it beneficial to your death. That means you are making it beneficial to health, beneficial for the death. So when these things are done with worldly mind, with worldly concern, for the happiness of this life, reputation, power, wealth, long life, just to be healthy, that attachment, seeking happiness, attachment, clinging, grasping, and this life happiness and the total non-virtue. So, the doing a retreat, retreating, reciting prayer, or reciting mantra, studying Dharma. So all these things, then you are not making beneficial to your death. You're not making beneficial. You're not making beneficial. You're not making beneficial to your mind. You are not making beneficial to subdue your mind. You are not making beneficial for your so that means you are not making beneficial to help when you die. You are not making beneficial. You are not making it beneficial to help when you die. So that and then because it becomes non-virtual, all this, and then rebirth. Then as a Lama Tisha answer to Tum Tumba, Jawa Tum Tumba, then rebirth, just law realms. So as a Jawa Tum Tumba, Isunda Lama's incarnation, Jawa Tum Tumba, the translator of Lama Tisha, the changes, you see. So in the merit field, I think that's the only lay aspect. In the merit field, everyone is a monk. Yeah. Everyone is a monk. But Jawatam Tamba, Isunda Lama's incarnation, see if they are maybe the long lineage or something. So that's not the layer, among the lineage lamas I'm talking about. The layer, only the layer aspect. Among the lineage lamas. Here, lineage lamas of the Lamrim, you see. So Jawatam Tamba is not the layer aspect. They are self-followers of Lama Tisha. So, anyway, Jawa Dham Tamba asked what result will be the action done with the attachment to this life of them. Happened this life, then for that, but then after death, the rebirth in the lower realms, Nyawachi, Narak, Hungros, animals, there will be these. So Lama Tisha answered. So result with that, the lower realms, you see. His action studying, extensive teachings, meditating, reciting mantra, reciting prayers, so done with the attachment to this life, you see. As I mentioned many times, of course, mantra prayers are power. researching Chundramatara places has power. Even the motivation is non-virtue totally, but of course they have power. So of course, you know, brings wealth and, you know, heal the sicknesses, all these things happen, yeah. But doesn't mean it becomes virtue, your action becomes virtue, it doesn't mean that. same thing by when you're hungry, eating food, it helps to stop hunger. But doesn't mean because of that, your action eating food becomes dharma, virtue, cause of happiness, it doesn't mean that. So similar to that, you see. They're not on that. Even eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing a job, then possibly see we should make it beneficial to your own mind, subduing one's mind, and beneficial to the death. Even these things beneficial to your death. You see. Beneficial to your death, and to become cause of happiness of future lives. Future lives. You know, happiness of the future lives. And then, see, ultimate happiness. Not only that, ultimate happiness. Liberation from oceans of samsara suffering. Not only that, then enlightenment, full enlightenment for sentient beings. Even eating, walking, sitting, sleeping, doing job, so whatever, so forth, so beneficial like that. You see. Beneficial to your death. When the death comes, beneficial to that. You see. So when one uses those things to benefit your mind, subduing the mind, then of course naturally become beneficial. When the death comes, it is beneficial. Is that so? no worry, no fear of death, no worry. As I mentioned the other night, extremely unbelievable, almost unbelievable happiness. that to be born in pure land where you can become enlightened, or perfect human birth, where you, again, meet Dharma and have realizations and spread Dharma to the sentient beings and the unbelievable extensive benefit to sentient beings in the next life. So, see, you have all these, aim, you know, extensive benefit to sentient beings. So, to do that, you see. Happy state of mind. However, you see, even not like that, but just mind comfortable, no law realms, when mind happy, just comfortable. At least, you know, no fear of death. Because you can learn Buddha Dharma Sangha. Because there's the Buddha Dharma Sangha, Guru Buddha Dharma Sangha, they can trust too. You trust. When you die, when you trust to that, then impossible to be born. Impossible to be born, Lord. You know, it saves. Guides, protects you. So that. So at least that. Which helps that time, you see. So. So it all depends on the motivation. They're doing all this act. So that is it. Yeah. So we do the last of the two prayers. So read the English. Read the English first.
Do not commit any non-virtuous actions. Perform only perfect virtuous actions. So dear Mahacharya, this is the teaching of the Buddha. A star, a defective view, a flame of a battle lamp, an illusion, a drop of dew or a bubble, a dream, flash of lightning, cloud, see causative phenomena as such. Through these merits, may sentient beings attain the rank of all sea, subdue the fall of faults, and be delivered from samsara's ocean, perturbed by the waves of aging, sickness, and death.
Ah, short mantra.
sanje jodan soje jonam lo jangjon bodon dang de dage jujenje be sonum je ndola benje sanje
ཁྱི Namo la yegadam tanu jingge, jumunda tangmi yegadam rwa kunje tangmi chedaba, tamje ge tuan dhaye jendu. As I mentioned, the teachings there maybe about the chapter, I think. Me chula tenem dungan chua chele chol. Me chula tenem dungan chua chele chol. But depending on the human being's boat, you know. But depending on the human being's boat, me too la tene dungal chuo chelatro. One is able to cross beyond from the great ocean of the suffering. One is able to cross, see, beyond from the oceans of dungal chuo chelatro. From the great the say, ocean suffering. able to cross, see the Dungal Chu territories. So suffering the great ocean. The great great ocean of suffering. So this boat is extremely difficult to find again. This boat means the human body, you see. So see, what is saying? So cannot cross the suffering of the cannot cross the great ocean of suffering. See, if you don't have the human, if you haven't received the human body, the human boat, you see, this human body, see. as I mentioned yesterday also, and this human body gives the what opportunity, you know, if you have you haven't received this human body, you see. because the mind has a Buddha nature, you know, potential to be Buddha, potential to be Buddha, to be fully awakened. You know. All the potential the mind has, and then you see, this time then because we received the human body, so can utilize that mind. Not only stop rebirth in the Lord realm and achieve happiness, good rebirth, so forth, happiness of the future lives, none of that, but they say, so. By actualizing the path, the method, wisdom, by actualizing the three high trainings. So the actualizing the five paths to liberation. Beginning with the renunciation of samsara, the internal path. So path of merit, preparatory path, rising path, path of meditation of awareness. Then you see. So then totally seize the cause of the suffering, karma, and delusion, including the seed of the delusions. So cross beyond from the great ocean of suffering, samsara, and the cause. the nirvana, the ultimate happiness, the liberation from samsara, see. So, and cross beyond the subtle defilements, and then you see, even by seeing that, then achieve full enlightenment. The human body, see, using like a boat, you see. So like how you use boat to cross the river, I mean the ocean or the river, you see. So that, so you reach to where you wish to be, other side, you see. So similar here, then the other side, the enlightenment, you see, reach there, you see. So this is what this human body, by receiving this human body, what is most unbelievable, what you can do with this to yourself and to numberless sentient beings, numberless human beings. Not only this. I'm not on this world where we are, the southern continent, but there's the eastern continent, the northern continent, and Western continent. Then there are numberless universes. This is one universe, but then the numberless universe, scientific dimension, also Buddha mentioned. So there are numberless, numberless human world, you see. So the yeah, so the so of course you see, yeah, happiness to see, don't remember, I forgot now. To cause happiness to the enlargement to the numbers, the human beings, yeah, asuras, asuras, intermediate beings, intermediate Nara beings, and then angry ghosts, and the animal beings, animals, numberless, in each of them, there numberless of causes happen. So, after enlightenment to cause all the happiness, numberless sentiments in each realm, can you imagine what this human body can do, you know, by utilizing that consciousness in that mind, which has all the potential, you see. It's amazing. So this human body is so more precious than, more precious than the whole sky filled with the gold, diamond, billion trillion dollars, so the even wish grinding jewel, even the whole sky filled with the wish grinding jewel, this human body is more, much more precious. All those values, nothing compared to the value of a human body, you see. What benefit, what extent benefit you get to achieve from that, you see. What you can do, all the happiness after enlightenment you can achieve, you know, and you can cause to up to happiness after enlightenment to numberless human beings, sura, asura, intimacy, helping, hunger, animals. Can imagine that, you know, what benefit, extends benefit to, scarce benefit to sentient beings. Can imagine what this, by having this human body, what you can do to others, help, and liberate numberless of them from each realm, you see, from outside, from oceans of samsara suffering, you see, liberate numberless entanglements of each realm, from oceans of samsara suffering, from oceans of samsara suffering. Imagine. Most amazing. So, so you see, in the, so therefore you see, by realizing this is something that your mind is so, your mind is something to be every day most happy, something to be most rejoicing and most happy, you know, day and night. Not only daytime, also night time. Not only when you meditate or when you read Dharma books, no. Whole day, you see. The most happy day, you know, saying, there's no happier than that. So it's the happiest life. Day and night. It's something, you know, because we don't realize that. So then, you see, we don't realize that. Think of all that, say, following the delusions. So then you see, then you see many problems. But when we follow selfish mind, with anger, when we follow attachment, you see. So impure mind, then when we see many problems, and then you see only problems in the life, you see. Like that, you see. Then, kind of very, say, life becomes very unpleasant and very disgusting, and you know. Then when it becomes heavy, then suicidal thoughts comes, see, like that, you know. So, family problems, relationship problems, business problems. Then there's economic problems in the world. There's a global problem, you see, so that. You see, so that. So the even practice Dharma, even think the other way, what I mentioned before, that they can imagine the mind is, you know, the what else there's more happy than that? You know, I mean, just imagine most. I mean, the happiest life. You see, all the time. You know, but remember this. So I was saying, most fortunate life, happiest life, fortunate life. You see, can imagine. Yeah, so that and then especially. Not only emptiness, but especially bodhicitta, you know, the ultimate good heart. To, you know, so, that you the one that you the one person bring happiness. All the happiness, bring enlightenment, you see, towards numberless sentient beings. You the one person, by having bodhicitta, so brings all the happiness, fulfill the wishes of numberless sentient beings of each realm, their happiness. Fulfill, your bodhicitta fulfill. Your bodhicitta brings numberless ends to enlightenment. You know, numberless ends. Think this way, okay? So then you can see about all sentient beings, maybe not. You know, lost in the sky, you see. All sentient being lost in the sky, you see. So I think numberless ends. related more, you see. The ones that you know. the ones that you're familiar. Or always you see in the always you see even at the house. In the house. You know, ants. You know, in the kitchens. Ants. But they're very tiny insects, ants, but very tiny insects. In my room, very, very tiny insects. Even much smaller than ants in Nepal. Ants in Nepal, you know, so tiny. They go fast, so tiny. Anyway, so you the one person who's your bodhicitta and brings numberless ants, you see. Not only the ants in Singapore. Not only the ants in Singapore bring to enlightenment. all the ants in Nepal, all the ants in India, all the ants in the, you see, in China, especially. then you see all the ants. What the largest world? Africa. All the ants from Africa. The Africa has so many animals. Always on the TV. I think always in the TV animal channel. Also from Africa. No, also animals shown from Africa. Something looks like that. Anyway, so all the ants from Africa, you see, and the United States, all the ants in the United States. So anyway, so just one mountain, as I can imagine, wow. One field, wow, you know, just one spot. Oh, wow, just one spot. Sorry. So my chatting got longer, and then Anyway, recent time, when I was in Washington, the Amitabha Buddha Amitabha Pure Land Retreat, Buddha Amitabha doing retreat there. Buddha Amitabha, but there's no place where there's no Buddha Amitabha, okay? So anyway, so that's the name of the retreat place, you see. So during this time, one day I went out, and then there's house, so little hill, small hill, you see. It's a little bit like Kapan. Like it's a bit like Kapan, but maybe smaller. So the student gave me the place, land down below at the root of the mountain to build his house. So I mean, he found the benefactor and built the house. Build a house with a big, you know, block, big piece of logs. You see, you build a house, not like this, big piece of logs. So in America, it's many houses, you see, that you see. So one day went up, so then there was on the rock, on top of the rock, there's one ant's nest. So they're very clever. They collected many. They collected many the tree, pine tree, the dry leaves, pine tree. See? So piled up. You see, so maybe when it's piled up, maybe the rain or snow comes, maybe the water doesn't go inside. Maybe. A lot of grass and the pine trees, these leaves collected. So maybe they will help somehow water to not go inside. Probably, I'm not sure. They may have thought that. So anyway, I'm not sure what they have architect or not. So maybe they had. So anyway, that's very, I think, smart, the powder. So there not so many ants outside. Then a little bit up, there was an old tree. So old tree worn out, you see. The top was not there. So I think inside, ants living inside. So there's, again, outside there's a huge they were bringing some of those the pine tree leaves, these pieces, here, they bring inside. So true, I saw true. Then went up the hill, and they say, could see one student, he said, well, Omo, to the Omo. We didn't have anything to give to the ants. So then there's a text. How to make charity for the ants. So that they say, that explains this. So she says it, not don't put oil or something. But however, you see, zamba, what do you give it? Zamba. Oh, you can give sugar, But anyway, the main thing is zamba. So zamba, what they like, something, see, mixed with the sugar, then put a little bit of butter, I don't know how, I don't know what greasy thing is for them, I'm not sure, but anyway, put a little bit of butter, hope they might enjoy, so anyway, the sugar. So I didn't get to go. I was trying to retreat. So I asked our house people there. Here are some boy and the Raja and Holy, the house, our house people went. I think. I think it snowed, and then you see, snow was stopped, and so I was to make food, and then asked them to go to give food for the ants. So the mantra chanted. The one most important thing is not just the food, but chanted mantra, those purifying mantras, and blow. Blessed, you see. So that's the most important part. Giving food is good, you know, stop their sour, stop their hunger, but chant mantra, bless the food. That's the most important. Purify their mind. Not only help the body, but also mind, help the mind. Purify their negative karma. So that defilements, you see, purify their negative karma. That's the most important thing. So that helps them. When by eating food, then they help purify their negative karma. Then it helps them to reborn happy, transmigrated beings, see, in a higher realm. So, like that, you see. So they went, I think there was no ants, you know, outside, because of snow, so I think. But still sprinkle the food on the nest. So, see, if one, when the snow stops, then maybe if one ant comes out, then you see, find food, then everybody will come. Mm. So they are very good. They have eye or no eye? That's what they, but you see, they are very good. I don't know the. Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard their voice. I haven't heard, but they're very good. You know, they're very good. One ant find food. You know, one if one ant find food, then the coolie go back, and then everybody comes. then brings everybody. So they're very good in that. So, they're very good, you know, working together. That's amazing. The ants, very good, you know, working together, bringing all the food or whatever they think they need. You know, everybody bring together to their place. You see, everybody, you know, it's amazing. So. It's really amazing. The attitude is somehow, you know, the working together. It's really amazing. Thousand ants. So I saw at Baksa, you see, where the concentration camp, where Mahatma Gandhiji, Prime Minister Nehru, were president during British time in India. So there are a lot of ants. So I saw war, making war between ants. Yeah. Not only human beings making war, but the ants make war between, you see. So one time I was on the mountain. I was on one mountain, you see. There was one piece of rock, you see. Then there were two sides of ants, you see. Oh, they fight all like this. Then they fight all like this. For 10, 15 seconds. Then they all stand up like this. You know? Then they all stand up like this. Really, like, it's like a human being, you know? they have their own discipline, you see? How human armies, how they do? You know, move and stop and, you know, all that. So, and then, they all stand like this for a few seconds. So, 5-6 seconds, or I'm not sure what. They all stand like this. One or two falls down. One or two falls, maybe injured. I'm not sure. Two falls down. So if it's a human being, would go take care in the hospital, you see. You know, you put a white cloth on that. Okay. So they don't have hospital. See, ants don't have hospital. So anyway, maybe should build a hospital for ants. Anyway, so that they stand like this for quite a number of seconds. See? They're not going to fight. They fight like this. Yeah. They're not going to stand like this. amazing. I've seen that. So, what human being war, all this, nothing special. Even the animals do that. Nothing special. And then you see, when the ants, they travel, you see, from one place to another place, they have it's like the armies, they have every ten armies have one leader. Is it? Who is it? What? So every 10 armies has some leader. So the ants, you want to go, you see, the ants are lined up, they go like this. But then you see, here one big ant, you see, big head, one ant. Then after some time, there's one ant, you see, not in the line, but you see maybe the leader, you see. And with a bigger head. One there. That's very interesting. Exactly as the human beings, how they do this. So it's nothing special. If the motivation is if the motivation is dharma, if it's not bodhicitta, then nothing special, you see. So, anyway, so put the food, both ends over the nest, so that, so I thought that's a very good opportunity. to be able to take that opportunity to make charity for the ants. I don't know what they. I hope they found the food. but sometimes you see, when you're not giving food, you see, in the kitchen they get inside, you see. But then when you actually give food outside, you see, put some sugar or some food, nobody comes. So sometimes very interesting. When you give, nobody comes. But in the kitchen, you see, the one that was not giving, then they come. I tried one time here when I was staying Catherine House here in Singapore. So there was a lot of ants coming. So I put some sugar, some food on the edge. Nobody comes. Even though they're going somewhere, but this is very interesting. Yeah, so that's karma. To the chini nyekawe mongbe tunsi ni malo. So this boat is extremely difficult to find again. You see, in the future, human bodies, the boat, you see, to cross these oceans of samsara suffering, you see, the cause development, you know, to go to enlightenment, you see. So, cross this and go to enlightenment. So difficult to find again. So this is just about once you have this, you know, human boat, okay? To cross the oceans of samsara, the oceans of the samsara suffering, see, good enlightenment. So, to the chinning, we will find again in the future. To the chinning, mongbe to sinimalos. While you are ignorant, don't fall asleep. So means, to not waste time. So I was ignorant. So see, being careless the life, and then so much life is wasted, you know. Being careless, then in sleep, you see. So. which is nothing new, we slept from beginningless rebirth. We slept from beginningless rebirth. So nothing, which is nothing new. I said, so it's, yeah. So there's the slow met Buddha Dharma, met Buddhism long time ago, so many years ago. So still, you know, doesn't have even one realization of the Lam Rim. So can't imagine. Met Buddhism for so many years ago, but still did not have even one realization. Not even realization of perfection, not even realization of impermanence, not even realization of perfect human rebirth, the first meditation, beginning of the path to enlightenment. So that's because, you see, not even realization, didn't realize how this is so precious, and then, you know, this human boat, you know. Callous, end of the control of attachment, then wasted. End of the control of attachment, grasping to this life, happiness, comfort. The most precious human life, the more precious than sky filled with wish ground and jewel, not all gold, diamond, and dollars, but wish ground and jewel. Wasted. So conclusion is that to practice Dharma. Okay, so yeah. So now here, what makes all those numberless holy beings, you see, meditators who achieved enlightenment, you know, through the keeping the guru yoga practice as the soul of the life is most important thing. Till the Zimba, you know, the heart practice, the most important. From that day, all achieved full enlightenment, you see. even though they were same as us, having all the delusion, karma, suffering, same. But, because they, you know, practiced, you see. Correct devotion versus friend curiosity. Achieved full enlightenment before us. What we're going to say. The subject isn't about. Other thing, I must achieve enlightenment in order to perfect the world towards the sentient beings, okay? They are going to listen to the teachings. The Guru Yoga. The Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga. As well as the conduct of listening, teaching, according to the lineage, according to the tradition, so that, So, So yesterday, you see the the seeing the guru, seeing the mistake in the guru's action, you see. the utilizing that to develop devotion, there are two ways, as I was mentioned that. Then there's second one. I mentioned that first one, Pipaja Lama's quotation, and then there also I used the example this the one container with the liquid, you know, how devas see nectar, human beings see water, and then the pathas they see pass blood. It's one liquid, but it appears different. Depending on how much merit collected, you see, that. And then the hungry ghosts, they haven't collected merit to see water. They haven't collected merit to see nectar. Human beings, they haven't collected merit to see that nectar. So devas, they have collected merit to see nectar. So that's something. The human beings, us human beings, didn't collect merit to see nectar, so we see only water. And the hungry ghosts, they haven't collected merit to see water. So they was going to pass blood. So that, you see. So yeah, so it's a so it is a view. So it is a you see these three different appearances: one liquid, one container, but the different appearances. It's a projection of the three different. Two different types of mind. What the merit collected is not, and what level of merit collected is depend on that. You see, depend on the quality of the mind. And then you have different view. So it's that. And then I mentioned also that if you have black marks on the face, whatever some. Pimples or black marks or something on the face, you see. So you see that in the mirror. See, so that's not. I said example. See, to understand to support the quotation. See, those examples. What Pipaja Lama said. You see, so so you see this. If you clean here, then in the mirror you don't see the black dot there. Or the dirty face you don't see there. You know, if you clean, you see here. Yeah. Not clean the mirror. Mirror, how much you clean it? Without cleaning this, how much you clean the mirror? It doesn't help. It doesn't make the reflection of the dirty face reflection. It doesn't help to go away. You know, only if you clean this, then you see clean there. Okay, so that's like that. That's the, you see, related to guru. You see, that's one way. But normally in our daily life, it's all like that. In our daily life, like that, you see. Normally in our daily life. If we can practice that mindfulness, that immediately stops the anger in the daily life. When somebody is nasty, when somebody is nasty for you, or you say whatever you see, somebody's troubling you, Oh, whatever you see. You're sleeping and somebody ring bell or somebody ring. You're sleeping and somebody's doing puja. So many years ago, in Italy, so many years ago, then, maybe 20 years, I'm not sure. Florence, there's one center, Evam center. So, so I think probably I was the only one going on nighttime teaching, see. So, it was after 11, I think. Around 11 or 12, something around there. So then, during the teaching was okay. Then when the teaching finished, then everybody very loudly, Sashi. Loudly chanted, you see. Then the people upstairs, they came from Switzerland, other countries, see, for rest. I mean, to have time to rest, holiday, to relax, you see. So then they got angry. So we finished the mental offering. Then I was going up to the room. So there, one man came down, fighting. You see, scolding to the organizer, the course, you see, director. I'm not sure. Quarreling. You see, so anyway, I just remember that. So is it? I think it was maybe a Solukumbu. Then we were staying in one hotel, Japanese or some, I don't know what was it. So we're doing prayers, raising bells, and then next room I think some tourist. So I think maybe did the backside the wooden of. So anyway, I have some memory, but anyway, very, very long time ago. When you think, you see. like this, you see, when you think of daily life, well, remember, how the form appeared to your sense of eye, how the sound appeared to your sense of ear, how the smell appeared to your sense of nose, how the taste appeared to your sense of tongue, you see, how the sense of body, you see, how the things appear, you see, rough, soft, whatever it is, your sense of body, you see. so I have all these things, the view of your mind, and the view of your mind, you see, and what kind, pure, impure. For the pure mind, everything pure. For the impure mind, everything impure. So it's a projection. See, all these views, all this, how you see things, how things appear to you, is a production of your quality of mind. You see, pure, impure. How much impure? How much pure? So that. You see, how much diluted? How much pure? So that. So for Buddha, see, for Buddha, everything appear most pure for Buddha's holy mind, for Buddha's senses, Buddha's holy mind. There's no one single impurity. So these even the unenlightened, you know, even the great yogis, they say, who have a very high tantra realization, the clear light, illusory body, unification, those two, so those who very high realizations, and then even the poo poo, you know, great bliss for their test, you see, for the tongue, great bliss, nectar. And so that, you see. So for us ordinary being, kaka, poo poo, but you see, for those great beings, nectar, great, experience great bliss. So like that, you see. So, so it's all a production of the mind. Yeah. So that's the most important philosophy of it. When you hear philosophy, it might sound somebody made it up, intellectual person made it up. No, here is a reality. They hear Buddhist philosophies here. The reality of your life. So, like that, you see, the production of the view, this view, came from your mind. So that. If your mind is pure, then your view is pure. If your mind is impure, your view is impure. So all these objects, sense objects. So that. I think I mentioned the first night or second night. You remember this candela? I think I talked about that. I think the first night, the New Year Day or second night. So, with some monks and I think not Dharamsala but Dehradun somewhere or this river. I think maybe it's supposed to be supposed to be in Hiruka the place, I'm not sure what this river. I think maybe around Dehradun, I think. So anyway, so the next to water, so there was somebody to poo-poo, you see. So then she picked up, she took and she, you know, with the whole hand, she took it out completely, she ate. So then she insisted one lama, I'm happy I was not there at that time. So she took like this and she completely, you know, like an actor, she drank completely. So she gave a little bit to that to one lama from Sarame or Sarimbuche. Because she drank, she took all, you know, like a nectar, you see. So for her, you know. So then was a little bit too, because she ate, so there was a little bit too little bit. But others didn't accept. But I don't think that was our first time. No, no, I think she did other times. So, even normal in daily life, how you see things, how things appear to you, how you see. How things appear to you, depends. How things appear to you, a result or past karma. Result or past, not somebody else's karma. Your thought. The mental factor. See? That is the function, that mental factor is the function that five similarity with the principle consciousness. So this, so karma is le karma is that. So your mental factor. Result of past karma, whatever, however form, sound, smell, taste, tangible object, every day what appears to you, and how you see that. Your past karma. It is cause conditions, your past karma, your mental factor. So like that, okay? So past delusion karma. So then the other thing is that so how things appear, how you see things, depend on that. So that's why. So that's why, how things appear to you, how you see, is not sin, is not bad and good and pure and bad. I mean, bad and good, how are they, beautiful, ugly, all that. So it's not not sin to every other sentient being, not sin. You see, so for some, is it very beautiful, for some, ugly. You know, so in some indifferent, so different from how it appears, how you see. So others are different than how it appears to how you see. So so that so you see when you remember this, mind feel better. When you come to know or the weather is so cold or weather is so hot, you see, including global warming, how you order the everything, just like this. So when you think it's come, when you think this is from your past karma, so it makes you feel better, you see, your mind feel more comfortable. So however, then stops anger, stops immediately. You don't see the reason to that anger. You don't find mistake to other symptoms. You don't find blame to outside. blames only to your mind. You see, the past karma delusion. So you see, if it's something unpleasant, you see. So you don't say there's nothing to blame out. You see, non-living things or living beings. So that's it. So the anger, when you're pointing out the blame, you see, anger is. But the minute when you remember this is a result from your mind, the karma, you see, delusion, then anger stops, you see. Anger stops immediately. So, you see that. So, those negative emotional thoughts, you see. So, yeah. So even one object, you see, one time beautiful, but the other times you see ugly, you know, different times. One time you begin, you see it beautiful, then sometime you see ugly, or especially compared to somebody else. Especially you compare with somebody else, you see, and then this one you see ugly. Before beautiful, but now you see ugly. Something else. Is it more beautiful? This ugly, you see. So like that, you see there. So and then totally through the mind, how things appear, how things you see, is totally through your mind. then the other thing is there. You see, depend and how you see things, and how things appear to you. How you see things, it depends on how you, things appear to you, and that depends on how your mind, what kind of label, you know, what kind of label you put it. Ugly, beautiful. You see, good, bad. So what kind of label you put and believe also depends on that. You see. So in the beginning, by seeing the base, to your mind to make up the label. See, so what kind of label you put and believe you make your mind believe in the label that your mind created. So then next one, you see. The next one, then you have your appearance beautiful, or appearance ugly. Then you see, after the appearance, then you see ugly or beautiful. So how you see things depends on how things appear to you. How things appear to you depends on what label you put it. You see. So here, totally to do. Totally, you see, to do with your concept, your mind, you know, that, you see. So when you do Lojong, thought transformation, you see, from the special techniques. So then everything you look at positive, you see, you put positive label by thinking the benefits of the problem, what is relationship problem, what is business problem, whatever. What is sicknesses, or there's debt, whatever. By thinking the benefits of the problem, then you see, you put a positive label. Then it appears positive, and you see positive. So then your mind becomes happy. So that's why the has a Yeah. that's why the how Rojam is there, thought transmission is there. You know, it's the, how this most unbelievable, important, this most utmost need and most important is the practice. So the yeah. So even when you are ignorance, anger, attachment, the delusion, whatever rises, you use that in the path of enlightenment. You take all sentient beings. You take all sentient beings, attachment. You take all sentient beings, anger. You take all sentient beings, ignorance. You see. So. Yeah. So when you do that, then you see, let them to free and to the Dharma Kaya, and then you see, take it on yourself. and then you destroy your ego, self-cherishing thought. You see, so so then here, three persons of mind, delusion used in the path, delusion. You use the delusion. For for happiness, for enlightenment. So you see, it's a yeah, like that you see. So that. To achieve enlightenment. So yulsum, the object of attachment, anger, ignorance, and then tusum, three parts of mind, and past present, gizasum, past present, which are merits. See, jolam kundu tsikijang. So then you see, and of course the merits, you know, all the past, present, future, and all the result, all the temporary happiness, all the temporary happiness, and the ultimate happiness, the enlightenment, see, all the ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, enlightenment, all, you see, dedicated for sentient beings, all the past, every single marriage, and then all the result of happiness, all the temporal happiness in samsara, then ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, enlightenment, all completely dedicated, give way to numberless helping sanghas, animals, human beings, sura, asura, to every sentient being. So see, that's the most wonderful practice. So, then you see, so the Jolam Kunda Tsikisang, so then you see, whatever suffering sentient beings have made happen to me, whatever happened is made, I have made happen to all sentient beings. From the Jewel Nagarjuna's teaching, Jewel Garland. And then, then you see, then this is from the Guru Puja, then Tenajizun Lama, Tuja Majudu, with the Ritum, Malutum Talam, but Daga Dekesila Tama, to go to the Machinus. They can't go, request the Guru, see, Jitun is perfect. Jitun is a perfect. So that means Dharmakaya, having Dharmakaya. Say, oh, perfect. Having the Jitun perfect, that means like similar Sangye, you see. All the wrong concepts are ceased, you see. From the the ordinary thought, this is ordinary thought, you see, non-devotion thought, the guru, from there up to the subtle dual view. Subtle, the, all the wrong concepts. the very last, you know, the impure thought is to be ceased. So all that is ceased, all those wrong concepts ceased, and then completed all the right realizations. You see, from good version up to enlightenment. So you see, perfect. so kitchen then yeah so the lama so jitun is describing who the lama is, then label on top of that the label lama jitun lama to jitun the kind one the kind one or the compassion one. Manjudravi tigri tungakun malachantata manjudravi tigri tungakun malachantaram bata manjudravi tigri tungakun malachantaram bata please bless me that all the nikama defilements and the sufferings of those who have been my mother, of those all the sentient beings who have been my mother, to be ripened right now, to be ripened. Every single of those things to be ripened to me, Tanda, right now. by giving away my happiness, merits to others, means numberless sentient beings. Not left out one single ant, not one left out one single mosquito, not left out one tiny insect that you can't see with the eye, but one through machine, not left out even one. So to everyone. And all the sentient beings, all the sentient beings, see, to have happiness. All the transmigrating beings, all the transmigrating beings have happiness. So that, you see, or that, you see, or the Pencil Shakyashri mentioned that this is very, very good, must write down, and so good. And I must have to remember. So how you can write down? So I don't remember. Forgot. Yeah, part of the happiness, I remember the purpose. Sometimes there's a different word. Sometimes mentioned like that. I don't remember. Maybe somebody remember? Huh? What? That's not the first, that's the second word. That I remember, but only the first one. So, the first one is there. So when you encounter sufferings, there's some teaching says, you take the sentiment of suffering as an ornament. Or take it on you as an ornament. So not as a burden. Because it's only benefit to you. See, most purifies your negative karma from quality from beginning to rebirth, you see. Humble purification, you see. And that, destroys your self-chasing thought and makes to extra bodhicitta and the cost to achieve enlightenment, you see. Cost to achieve enlightenment for yourself and cost to, and that helps you to liberate the number of sentient beings from oceans or some sort of suffering, you to enlighten the number of sentient beings. So you see. so therefore taking other sentient beings suffering, or you see, you not as burdens but ornaments. Something. So when you wear ornaments, you see, no matter how heavy it is, no matter how heavy to wear this, you see, kind of you enjoy, you know, even though it's heavy, but you kind of enjoy. You see, so wearing that, you see, so like that. when you tell suffering, so that's the you see, so heavy, so you know, happy. Oh, happy, you see. So, sometimes mention that, but there's another one. Say, you can say also that. Some teaching mentioned, the Pinja Shaka, you see, the same quotation, but Dredunga Gendukur. And then, see. That's one way of saying. I think there's another different one. if one is suffering, Duna kunji dunga ku. If you are suffering, take suffering of all. If you are suffering, take all sentient beings suffering. Duna kunji dunga ku. Okay? Dunga jatsu kemba shou. May all. Duna means if you are suffering, take all sentient beings suffering. Duna kunji dunga ku. Take everyone's suffering. May the oceans of suffering, may the oceans of some sort of suffering, you see, be dry out. So may all sentient beings suffering, you see, be ceased. May the oceans of some suffering be dry out. But there's the oceans of sufferings be dry out. Means every sentiment means oceans of some suffering. Okay, means that. Then, jina deva chosmos. If you are happy, deva chosmos. If you are happy, then dedicate the merits to quite as a. Dedicate the happiness to collect merits. 今天 Deva 错送了。 If you are happy, then dedicate your happiness to collect merits. So that means you see, all your past benefits and merits and all the result of happiness, all the samsara pleasure, all the temporary happiness, then ultimately happiness, liberation from samsara, enlightenment, you see, you give away, including enlightenment, then you see, there's all the realizations, you see, so you give away all the realizations, past enlightenment, so everything give away. All the temporary happiness, ultimate happiness, liberation from samsara, then the ultimate happiness is enlightenment, you see. Everything, the result of virtue, you see. Every single thing, they give it away. To numberless helpings, numberless hungers, numberless animals, numberless human beings, numberless suras, asuras, intermediate beings, to every single thing. So, not all that, then your body, your body, you see, which Brahman jewel, you know, your body, my root guru is in town, which is the advice, you see. Chandra is Sankha Dhamma. So the Bodhicitta teaching under the strict seal. How do you say? Under the what? Kajama. Huh? Okay. Bodhicitta teaching under the strict seal. Chandrasam Kajama. Is composed by teaching of Thakpo Kasang Ketu, and the lineage of Lama, so Lamrim. So I received this from Jepsi Thakpo Rinpoche, the abbot of ex-abbot of Sarame, now propagating initiation of the teachings now in the monasteries of the Lamas, and Inkan Lamas, and all the in the monasteries in these years, those are asked, introduced by his own Dalai Lama. So they say, so receive, invited Rinpoche at the Abdul's house in America, and then we took them in the house with some students together, we took this lineage of this teaching from Rinpoche. There's also Dawa Kajama, the emptiness, you see, the teaching emptiness, you know, at the end of the strict, Kajama is something strict, you know, that you can't mention to others, something very special, so you can't mention to others. So that, who are not reciprocal, so kajama. That, you see. So they also mentioned the Bodhicitta teaching the kajama, you see, the strict order. your body, you see, wish fulfilling jewel. Your body in a wishful jewel, not just one, you can visualize. Not just one small jewel, no. You visualize large, you know, like mountains, and then fill the whole sky. So that fulfills sentient beings' wishes of happiness immediately, instantly. And then, all your belongings, all your money in the bank, and billion, zillion, trillion dollars in the bank, and so anyway, zillion, trillion, zillion, trillion dollars in the bank, and however, so all the belongings. So how many hats you have? How many shoes you have? How many gloves you have? You know, all the winter dress, some winter dress, autumn dress, winter summer dress, spring dress, morning dress, nighttime dress, afternoon dress, hot dress, cold dress, and then, anyway, all that. So you see, everything. Then see, and then all the. If you have servants, and family members, and friends, you see, they have everything, all the surrounding people, together make charity to give away to charity to, numbers, helping hungry animals, human beings, sura, asura, intimate beings, to every sentient being, so that. So when you do that, you collect cause of enlightenment. See, so your body visualizes, you see, which feeling the jewel, something most precious, you see, which feeling, but numberless, you see, but means fill the whole sky, so you can give it to every sentient being. However, then, number, you see, every sentient being, so, seven realms, this is seven, you see, including intermediate stage, so there are numberless sentient beings in each realm, so therefore you collect seven times numberless merit. You collect seven times numberless merit. Numberless cause of enlightenment. Seven times. You understand? So just that. Then you see, all the belongings. You know, how many hats you have, how many shoes you have, how many. Anyway, the dress for the middle part of the body. so many. Anyway, so with each one, you give each for every sentient being. Every sentient being, human, hungers, animals, sura. so with every heart you have, seven times numberless cause, seven times numberless merits, numberless cause of enlightenment. Numberless cause of seven times. So like that, how many possessions you have? Oh, you give everything to sentient beings. So with every material possession you have, you collect seven times numberless merit, seven times numberless cause of enlightenment. Oh, can't imagine. So, so then these family members, you see, parents, children, however, friends, so you have servants, so with everyone, again, you collect seven times the number of marriages, seven times the number of costs. Can't imagine. Wow. Most amazing, the good luck you create, you see, with the Bodhisattva, this Bodhisattva practice. Then there's all the merits you collect from past, now, future. Then all the result happens, all the real enlightenment. You can imagine that you can give to the sentient beings. So that's, you can imagine that. So that makes a quick way to achieve enlightenment. For sentient beings, and to be able to enlighten sentient beings quickly. So daily life, practice this, and especially most critical time of your life, death. Oh, then that's very easy to practice that. Because your mind is all trained, so then that's the best meditation at that time. You see? So mind is extremely happy. You see? Practicing that when you're dying, see? So, like Atambakechi Chekawa, he's been praying to be born in the hell for sentient beings all the time. He's been praying. But the day when actual death, when the death is happening to him, then suddenly pure land, appearance of pure land happened around him. Oh, then he told his attendant monk, you see, oh, I didn't succeed my prayers. And I said, he said, I didn't succeed my prayers. Because he's been praying to be born in hell for sentient beings. You know, he by Tonglen practice. So that's what really he wished, to experience the sufferings of sentient beings, let them to be free. See, so what the day when there is death happening, and the appearance of pure land happened, you know, and then, where he is in the room, the hermitage, you see, appearance of pure land happened, you see. So he told this, and then, oh, I didn't succeed. You know, I turned to muscles, didn't succeed, my wishes. So anyway, so what I'm saying, oh, jinnan dewa, jinnan dewa, if you are happy, jinnan dewa, you know, dedicate to happiness, to collect merit, jinnan dewa, and pendant naga kawasha, made the one before, see, the oceans of suffering be drowned. But now here the next verse is pendant naga kawasho. So it means pendant naga kawasho. May the sky filled with the peace and happiness. Pendant naga kawasho. What he's saying, each helping, each hungry ghost, each animal means, you know, they're all including all the worms, the insects, everything. See, doesn't mean only animal, means only cows, buffaloes, horses that you love, you know, and you say cats and dogs and birds and butterflies, none of that. So everything, see, every insect. So, and every human being, every soul being, may everybody achieve skies of happiness. You know, may everyone get skies of happiness, peace. May everyone, that's what he's saying. So this is a fantastic Sakashiri. See, this is Hishan Dalama says the advice this 10 times. So another prayer is Yulsum Tusum Gajasum Jiji Menga Dodoba Jiji Menga Dodoba Cholam. So Cholam Gunda Tsikijang. So that means recite this prayer. Recite this prayer. See, in all the manners. Cholam Gunda Tsikijang. But you recite this, while you're walking, you know, while you're walking or while you are, doing activities. So recite this, and then when you recite this, remind the meditation, you see. Practice giving and taking, you see. Donglen, so like that. So we're just sorry. I cannot go distracted. What is that? Keep this in mind. Recent years, you see. one student, you see, who was the director of projects in Mongolia before for many years. he's from Swiss. from Switzerland. Very old student. Every time I want to go to Italy, Lama Tsongkhapa Institute to give teaching courses, he comes there. He comes with the net, you know, we have none. So, what's his name? Uli Minda. Oh, today I forgot his name, sorry. So he always he takes photos. He comes with a camera and always he takes photos. So his implement is a camera. You know, the deities have implement. You know, deities have many implements. So his implement is camera. So he had very high blood pressure. So so I said to do Tonglen practice. So he did Tonglen practice. His blood pressure is very high. Doctors said it was very dangerous. So he did Tonglen practice. And half hour or less than half hour. Anyway, every time when he did Tonglen practice, blood pressure brought down immediately. That you have to keep in the mind. Blood pressure, doctors regard very dangerous. Every time Tonglen practice brought down, blood pressure immediately brought down. So I don't know why. I think you can make research on that. I think what is it purifies the negative karma. Unbelievable negative karma, you know, many lifetimes or eons. It purifies the karma. So that's why the immediate effect. That's why the immediate effect is that. So this is that. Then you see, I think here the old students, some of the old students, you would know that, yeah? But he passed away already. So so. So he was Dharamsala, first time receiving teachings from the Tibetan Lama, Jebje Ratu Rinpoche Wanabeha Lama. So he came back here and went to hospital, and he was told by the doctor that he had AIDS. Then you see, then he wrote to his guru, and the guru that he took the aspect of this I don't know what you call shaking hands, this one, Parkinson. He's taking the Parkinson aspect, you see, but English translator from the library, so dictated to the meditation Tonglen, and then Tonglen meditation was sent to him. Then he said he practiced 4 days. I thought he practiced all day long, you know, many hours. I thought he practiced, you know. So anyway, he just 4 days. He went to hospital and the doctor said could not find AIDS. After 4 days practicing Tonglen, could not find AIDS in the hospital. Doctor said could not find AIDS. So so then he asked him, how many hours do you practice? He said only 4 minutes each day, only 4 minutes. he said that. So you see, for only 4 minutes, very short time. But you see, unbelievable tear comes, and there's no thought of his in it. But only most unbelievable compassion arises to the sentient beings, they suffering and they having AIDS. You see, they suffer. Most unbelievable compassion. unbelievable. So much tears come out. But he practiced only for 4 minutes each day. See? So, even though he practiced only short time, only very short time, you see. But so the compassion arising, in a short time, but it's so powerful. So that purifies him. So many lifetimes use the karma. So it affected the karma, negative karma, you see, from where the sickness came, you see. So that's why the doctor checked and they could not find it, that, you see. So that happened. Colorado, yes. Colorado, there was one lady. interested in Dharma and, you know, trying to practice Dharma, you see. But not very old student. not my student, you see. One Geshe, you see. There's a Geshe Gyaltsen who lived in Los Angeles. So his student, he has sent her there, Colorado. So she's probably, you know, working something. So anyway, she had blood cancer in blood, and doctors could not operate because it was very dangerous. But, and then she practiced Tonglen. she practiced Tonglen very much. And then she went to the hospital, and doctors could not find cancer at all. Completely recovered. But now, many years ago, she passed away already. But she completely recovered cancer. They could not find cancer. So I say, then I heard I was told by one Geshe, Thupten Sopa. Geshe Thupten, one Geshe from the Bodhi Kamsan, same Kamsan, you see. Somebody has diabetes, and by doing Tonglen recovered. This Geshe told me. I don't know who is that. So they say must be unbelievable fortunate person than me, I think. So I think able to do Tonglen, you know. just even able to do Tonglen, you know. Take all symptoms as diabetes, you see. So anyway, yeah. So this, I think this, was a few things what recently happened. But I think that must be many was unimaginable as the effect of that. Yeah. Sorry. Sort of thing. Sorry, my talk went somewhere else. I took a different journey. Yeah. Anyway, main thing I was talking is how things appear, how you see, came from your mind, you know, to do with your mind, you see. So If your mind is pure, you see pure. If your mind is impure, you see impure. Impure appears and you see impure. So that, okay? So now this, the subject we're talking here, the guru, you know, rest life, same, but now here guru, religion guru, is the same. That. So by looking at Buddha, you see, trained mind is this, then you see, after some time, even for us ordinary beings, you see, we see the guru ordinary now, but you see, then later, after having actualized bodhicitta, we entered in the Mahayana path, you know, the first one, the five paths to enlightenment, you know, part of merit and preparatory path, rising path, path of meditation and learning. So the Bodhisattva's part, the part of merit, tsoklam, you see. So there are three categories, small, middle, great, you see. So when you achieve the great part of merit, you see, chujing thing is in Dharma, contemplation of Dharma, Dharma continuity, teaching things. So when you achieve this great path of merit, so that time then, you see your mind is so much pure, so you see Buddha, said this, you see the gurus, that time you see the gurus in a nimanaka aspect. From the side of the disciple who achieved that first five minor path of enlightenment, the first five path of merit, there are three levels, the great path of merit. Then you see, because your mind becomes much more pure, so you see the guru in the mind aspect. Okay? And then also, when you achieve the first bhumi, actually the third rising path, the starts the 10 bhumis, from there it starts. So when you achieve the first bhumi, when you are a being, then you see your guru in the sambuddhika aspect. So then you see, like that, you see. Then of course, when you achieve enlightenment, then you meet your guru mentally. you meet the guru mentally, you become the guru. So that and the Sunday Kunji Yeshi Dejin Chuku Roji Tinye Tinjin Lama Kunji Rangshin Tato Lama Chuji Gola Nini So on Desu DJ Pato Kundu Dame Jesu Sungshin. So then that's, you see, then that you are achieving that. What guru meaning, the very 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 meaning, what you should realize, what you should think. So see, when you see guru, when you remember guru, when you observe guru. So raise the real meaning. That is the Sanje Kunji Yishi, the Jinchuku Roji. So all the Buddhas, you see, Yishi is transcendent wisdom. All the Buddhas are transcendent wisdom. One in the essence, in the great bliss. One in the essence, in the great bliss. Sanje Kunji Yishi, Dijin Chuku Roji, Tinye Tenjin Lama, or that, Tinye Tenjin Lama. Only that is the Guru. Only that is the Guru. Only that is the kind guru. Only that is the kind guru. Tinye Tenjin Lama. Gunji Rangshin Tato. Ultimate nature of the all means all the Buddhas. Ultimate nature of the all the Buddhas. So that's the kind of guru. The ultimate nature of all means all the Buddhas, numberless Buddhas. That's the ultimate nature of all the Buddhas. So you see, Lama chuchu gula, nini soa deso, Lama chuchu gula, de guru, say, who is the chuchu gu, dharma kaya. From bottom of my heart, I make a request. So what is your request? Is it, DJ Pautu kundu, dame jesu sungsi. This life, future lives, also including intermediate stage, between this and future life, there's intermediate stage. You see, in all the kundus, in all the time, in all the time, you see, not even break second, you see, all time. So means until I achieve enlightenment, see, until one achieve enlightenment, then dharma without separation, dharma Jesus please guide me. so here meaning of guide, you see, means please bring me at your bring me, you see, your enlightenment. Bring me to your enlightenment. You see, bring me to your enlightenment. So that's the guide, meaning that. Please guide me. So that. This part of the damages. The very beginning, the Kholung Guru from far, composed by the Hiruka enlightened being, Papangatajin, you see, the first stanza, you know? So that's recognition. What is Guru? You know, what is Guru? You see, to have that understanding, the discovery, that understanding, most important thing, say. So the real meaning of the Guru, you see. so that means you see, ultimate nature of all numberless Buddhas, you see, every Buddha, you see. So that means one can add. Sanje Kunji Yeshi, the Jin Chugu Roji. So, is talking about the Tantambe Lama, ultimate guru. See, Sanje, all the Buddha's transcendental wisdom, one taste in the Dharmakaya, the great bliss. So that. So, so it's like this. So here you can understand Maitreya Buddha mentioned in the Dodijen. You see, Chidra Nimi Jingurji or Sepato meditation, Tato Chawa Chilaju. Jizhen Laya, Nawachi. Teaching Sami, Inlayan, Sanja Pato meditation. Zeba Chingin, Zeba, Ishinawa, Zeba Tu. So this, see, they discuss here. There's another quotation. My memory is very bad, so they say. Couldn't find. So they talking about like this. Every water, you know, from rain and different rivers, all the water, different water streams, you say, all goes to the ocean, become one. So even one drop of rain goes to the ocean, become one with all the rest of the ocean. You see? Then water come from the ocean. Water come from the ocean goes away. You see? Whatever form, you know, stream or river or whatever you see. but it all those comes up, big or small, whatever way it comes out. And from there, you know, from there, the fog starts, and then rain. So all those water which came from the ocean, even a drop coming from that, is you know, that's the mixture of all the water which came from different places went to ocean is a mixture of that. Even one drop came from that ocean is essence is a mixture of all the water came from different countries or different ways went to ocean. You see, so that water one drop from the ocean is all that. So like that, you see. So this is like the ultimate guru. This ocean, like the ultimate guru. You see. So yeah, then you see, from this the manifest manifest into manifest into the like related to the meditative field, manifest into so lineage lamas, is manifest into manifest all the four tantric deities. See, Kriyatantra, Chatananda, Mahanatra, Tantra. Then you see manifest into manifested to the 1,000 Buddha, 35 Buddha, even 35 Buddha, 70 Buddha, so forth, all the Anyway, all the numberless Buddhas that ultimate guru manifests. So that like the ocean, see, one drop comes from ocean, it's like all the essence of all the mixture of all that water coming into the ocean. Okay, so that. Then you see the Bodhisattvas, you know, the meritful Bodhisattvas, and then Arhatas, sort of realizer and the clear listener, and you see the six Arhatas and so forth. Then the Bodhisattvas, and the meritful. Then they see Dharatagnis, Dharma protectors. So you see, so all that. So this is just to. Simple example. So all are manifestations of the guru. Root guru, the ultimate guru. You see, ultimate guru. It's all manifestation of that. You see. So that means that. Then you see. So then similar. We have to. Similar, we have to understand that. So these appeared for pure mind. Okay, then the who can't see these, who don't have karma to see, who don't have pure mind to see these, to receive guidance directly, then you know, who has only impure karma to see only ordinary aspect of the having delusion, having suffering, having misdirection. Then you see manifested the that ultimate guru. Manifested in the I don't know English word convention. It doesn't have clear explanation. You see, so Gunzobe Lama, the Tibetan term is Gunzobe Lama. So the conventional guru is been used, but I don't think it has a correct meaning. so I don't know what it means, but I've not yet. Anyway, so appeared Gunzobe Lama. So this, so the ordinary aspect. So you see, ordinary aspect to you, see, to your exactly according to your ordinary mind, you know, manifested. You see, that can see and receive, you know, they see receive guidance directly, and then you see the vows, all transmission, the commentaries, so then you see initiation commentaries, and the advice, you see, from three kinds, from Tantra, you see, so all this receive directly. So manifest in this, you see, to you, see, in ordinary aspect, you see, the most precious. Without this, you are lost. Your life is totally lost. No difference from the mosquito. No difference from. I mean, you don't. Taking blood, but I mean, even no difference from the worm. You see, no difference from the worm. Completely no difference from the worm. You know, so like that. You see, so they say then can say just able to see in the ordinary aspects. You know. Just that's the most amazing, yeah, you know, most amazing thing. Just able to see the last body. The human aspect, as I mentioned, the quotation last night. You see, so most unbelievable fortunate is how we are. And then the kindness just showing inside of that one aspect of that kindness, you know, most kind, most amazing, you know. So just showing this aspect, kindness of showing this aspect, you know, without revealing all the part of our teachings, you know, just this aspect, one aspect, you know. Kindness just makes your life unbelievable differences, you know, earth and sky. By meeting the ordinary aspect of the you know, receiving the, those three things, you know, from sutra, the three kindnesses, you see. So say, so if not say not guided with this ordinary aspect, only which you can see in the receive guidance directly, so otherwise your life is totally lost, say, not different from animals, you know, all like that, you see. So say so say So not all this, this is we're talking now, this life. You see, but not just this. Oh, this you see, Lama Tomba Chumden De Dechen Shabha Da Chumba Yang Tabasa Pa Jawa Sega Tuvala Chav Lama. Oh, that is this Lama. So as I described now, the from the calling guru from far, Papam gets the first stanza, oh, that Lama, or oh, that one. So, understanding Lama was that one. So, you see, the originators, the, so anyway, so this Lama, so you see, you know, the say this Dharmakaya primordial mind, you see, cover all the phenomena, cover all the phenomena, cover all the phenomena. It's always on your crown. It's always in your heart, you know. Cover all the phenomena. See. So, I see. So this Dharmakaya, this primary mind. So, say, bound with the infinite compassion, of course. then you see, guided you. From beginningless rebirth is not only this life, guided you from beginningless rebirth by this you see, this Lama, this one, from beginningless rebirth guided you. So manifest all kinds of form. What kinds of medicine? You see, and guided you, and I said, and caused happiness to you. You see, from beginningless rebirth. from that Lama, see there. That ultimate Guru, see there. Which means the Kunja of a Lama, okay? Guru of the ultimate mind, see. So, from beginning, the city birth, he guided you. All kinds of form, animal forms, human, all kinds. And so, do you see? even breeze, even water, you know, all kinds of, say, what, even body, even bodhisattva, those 9 to 10 Buddha, those bodhisattva can manifest. All those all kinds of forms to help sentient beings. So now it's talking about Buddha. Can you imagine? even those forms manifest. So here, see, so guide you from beginningless rebirth up to now. In all kinds of manner form, you see, almost imaginable. Cause happiness to you. Like that, you see. then you see the able to practice morality, you know, practice charity, and then dedicate the merits to receive this perfect human rebirth. Now, also from the Guru, you see. So, what's better like that? So one has received perfect human rebirth like this, the Guru would say. So, that way, which can achieve all the three great meanings, happiness, all the visual, liberation, and enlightenment. So, that. So, so say, So, which, from where you, which, who grants happiness from beginningless rebirth to you now and to the future, you see, and the ultimate happiness and enlightenment. So, everything, see, so from whom you receive, you see, the, so from this. So that is the kindness of Guru, that you see. So, do you see? And that you see, showing the twelve deeds, you know, in this world, and manifesting Shakyamuni Buddha and showing 12 deeds in this world, reveal all this Ganjur, more than 100 volume teachings, you know. So the reality, the ultimate, who really is that Guru, okay? So like that, you see, so many ways has a benefit to oneself, you see. So you like that bring you, you know, so to gradually from happiness happen to enlightenment, you know, like that. So anyway, so now the time to finish, first time to stop. So anyway, so Lama, Dhamma, Lama, all that. It has all that. So one should remember Lama, Dhamma, Lama, the very first one. The very first recognition is something most profound. Most amazing, you know, most profound. See? All the kindness, you know, to oneself. then the different labels, Dhamma, Jumdende, Tejin, Shekhba, Da, Jum, all the different labels, you see, describing the qualities, you know, Bao, Yawa, Shakatawala, Chazor, you see, Chazor, Chota, Kapsucho, make offering, go for refuge, you see. So, so the first meaning of the first word, Lama, so, you know, that's, you know, so most unbelievable importance is to understand. So, so what Guru Puja, Lama Chöpa, you see the, or Lama Tsongkhapa Guru Yoga, so that is the basis. That is the basis whom we are drawing the manifest, you see. what we meditate to realize. realize that as a so that is the, you see, what root guru is the, you know, the Gunzhava Lama, the to you, you know, manifest the ordinary aspect, you see, who helped your mind, which did not become Dharma, to become Dharma, and become Dharma, and you know, who benefited most to your mind, to your heart. So Root Guru, see. So so you see that in that form, you see. However, then same as Lama Tsongkhapa. Inseparable. You see. this Lama Tsongkhapa unbelievable, the skies of qualities, holy body of mind, and unimaginable benefit to sentient beings, most unimaginable benefit, to the teaching of the Buddha and sentient beings, purest, you know, clearest explanation of the. Clearest explanation, teaching, commentary, teaching, of the Buddha, commentary, clearest teaching, no commentaries, Sutta, of the Buddha, Buddha's teaching, see. so it was almost unimaginable benefit to the same thing in the teaching of the Buddha. So then you see one essence of the Lama Tsongkhapa. so that you see. Then, refuge, the practice requesting the mental offerings of the requesting for the, then you see purifying, you see, with the mixing and purifying recipient, purifying the departments, and the six ways of attaining wisdom. Then the uncommon, the secret meditation, which makes them only those who receive the initiation can practice, can receive the teaching. Then you see the requesting for lamrim realizations, and the guru entry in the heart. Again, those who have received great initiation could see so that. So I think maybe I'll stop here. Today I can go. I got distracted. So I didn't get much subject. But if there's whatever I say, if there's something helped for the mind, then that's great. That's the real purpose. That's the main purpose, essentially. So, thanks so much. So, I'm sorry, too long time. Dage chinye sabe gewa de tandan ro agula gam kebra jezo lo san tabay tembe nyimbo rindo zo 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 present future merit is collected by material merits collected by number of centimeters Buddhas. Metta bodhicitta, fulfills all your causes to achieve all the happiness, suffering, enlightenment, your bodhicitta, then is the which fulfills the wishes of all sentient beings' happiness, after enlightenment, liberate them from oceans of samsara suffering. So this bodhicitta to be generated with our heart, within us here, everybody, and then all your own family members, and anybody who are connected to you in the business or spiritually, and many of us are connected to you in the hearts of everybody, that even the dogs and cats or whatever, and the animals that you're connected to, see, including all their hearts. And then in the hearts of all the students, who came in the past here, who are coming now, who will be coming in the future, and all the stuff, the ABC, yeah. And then all the students in the Appendix Center, and all the benefactors on the different projects and centers, who helped, and all those who served the organization in the past, who are serving now, those who rely on me, whom I promised to pray for, whose name is given to me to pray for, in the hearts of everybody in this world, especially the leaders of the world, men in China, leaders met China, the populations, and then all the Muslim countries, you know, those countries with so unbelievable problems, so much war, hundreds of years, even the same religion, so all those, you see, those leaders of the world and those populations will suffer, but including that, then all other rest of the, you see, of the world, and those especially with so much suffering, and those leaders and the populations, they bodhicitta to be actualized in all their hearts, and then they, yeah, then in the rest of the sentient beings, the six realms of suffering to be generated bodhicitta in everyone's heart. And the bodhicitta generated, they were generated, made to be increased. So please, everybody pray. That's in groups, all peace, by the way. This world peace. Chanju yasme cho rembo che ma je pa ma ma je jo che ba nya ba me ba ye go That's a special prayer for success of all his holy wishes, okay? So I remember all these incredible, most unbelievable fortunate, how fortunate we are, all these incredible opportunities of duration's kindness and that we are Dharma, and all this learning and purification, every single purification, every single learning, every single words and meanings we learned, and every single merits we collected, and every single plant and seed of the enlightenment. So, all that, you see, by practicing Sutra, Tantra, kindness, so that all the holy wishes be successful immediately. Then, so we do the prayer. Do all the past merits, till time merits, cry for numberless and gems and Buddhas. The past, but which marriage collected by material marriage collected by the number of sentient beings, may the weed and think, pray to yourself. May I be able to be like Lama Tsongkhapa, having the same quality in all lifetimes and able to offer limitless kinds of benefit to the sentient beings and teaching the Buddha. Like Lama Tsongkhapa in all the lifetimes. Did you or the past, but which marriage collected by oneself, three times marriage collected by number of sentient beings, Buddhas, organization, the Pemdini, the APC, you know, all the rest, may be most beneficial to the sentient beings. Okay. May all the projects which is already started most beneficial to sentient beings cause them to achieve enlightenment, whether social service or dharma or whatever, see all that, so many everything is building holy objects whatever they are, and cause them to achieve enlightenment as quick as possible, and then especially able to build a large Maitreya Buddha statue in India and Mongolia. So those the large statue of Pema Sambhava in Mongolia, then Maitreya Buddha Lama Tsongkhapa in Mongolia, and then also in India. So to especially the Maitreya Buddha statue to be able to start and complete it as quick as possible. Everybody pray to happen this and most beneficial in them beings. And what's that? Meta, yeah. by generating bodhicitta in everyone's heart in this world, may everybody live their life only benefiting each other, no harm. And whatever they do, become only cause of happiness and then being the cause of achieving enlightenment. And may nobody experience war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sicknesses, dangers, fire, water, air, earthquakes. May nobody experience all these things forever. Due to all the past, present, future merits, qualified by my three time merits, qualified by number of sins, the Buddhas, that which are merely labeled by mind, may the eye, who is also merely labeled by mind, achieve the Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which is also merely labeled by mind, and lead all the sentient beings who are also merely labeled by mind, and to that Lama Tsongkhapa's enlightenment, which is also merely labeled by mind. Bhama Sabha alone, who is also merely labeled by mind. I dedicate all the merits to better follow holy actions, but there is something about the Madhukasha, it realizes. I'm at the Buddhist center to be able to that to the sentient beings and cause sentient beings to find faith and karma, devotion to Dhamma Sangha and extra and cause them to meet Dhamma Sangha our teaching and bring them to enlightenment as quick as possible. And receive all the needs to conditions for that. So then in the hearts of all the students in the organization here, complete actualized Lama Tsongkhapa teaching, including oneself, one's family members.
Shandhe Jho